Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, it officially started this past Saturday, March 23rd, going through this Easter Sunday. It's the annual Jeep Safari, Easter Jeep Safari in Moab and Grand County, Northern San Juan County. Joining us this morning is the president of the Red Rock Four Wheelers, Mr. Bob Kraft. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning to you all. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Thank you for taking some time to join us today. Well, Bob, this week is just about Christmas morning for a bunch of people. Do you feel more like Santa Claus getting everything ready, or a kid excited to enjoy it?
Well, you know, it's a year-long effort to get ready for this week. You know, we've got 8 days, a lot of friends and visitors from all over the country, Canada, different places. You know, it's a Moab tradition. We've been doing this for 58 years, and we look forward to it. And everybody comes here, they're excited. You know, you can read their social messaging and how many miles they come to be here, and we're just really glad to see everybody show up again.
Yeah, well, that's great. Tell us a little bit, you know, who are the Red Rock Four Wheelers? I know you're kind of in charge of the Jeep Safari organizers. What is the group?
Well, basically, 58 years ago, now this is our 58th year. 58 years ago, the city of Moab, of course, with the uranium and the Cold War going away, they lost a lot of industrial businesses and commercial businesses here, so they needed to bring up their economy, and I thought, well, let's start with tourism. So the Chamber of Commerce started advertising for, you know, off-road people, bicycles, hikers, that type of thing, river rafting people, and they did it for a couple of years, and it kept growing, and they said, you know, we don't have the time or facilities to handle this, so there's a club in town. It's called the Red Rock Four Wheelers. I think there's five or six couples. Well, we asked them if they want to take it over. Well, they said, yeah, we'll do it. And that was 58 years ago. Now we're looking at, I don't know, maybe 8,000 or 9,000 members. We got 300 local here that are in San Juan County, Emery, and Grand County. You know, we put out a safari magazine every year to 40,000. People and advertisers, local advertisers, all the different off-road vehicle advertisers buy ads in our magazine. So it's a busy concern, you know. And today we were talking to folks coming in at 7 o'clock to get their trail packets, and they're all looking forward to it. They just want to do more and more trails. You know, we can only do so many, of course. But it's all working real well. Now, we'd like you say, we've got 140 trails. We've got 8 days here. And we'll end up, Sunday is our last day of trails. And then Monday we begin our cleanup and putting stuff away for next year.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's incredible. Like you say, you know, over 50 years and you know, you said, I think it was 140 trails you said. I mean, and that registration is completely full. I mean, it is just a... It is a huge event coming to Moab, but tell us, you know, why is it that people keep coming back, do you think?
Well, you know, you make friends, you like to go to a certain place, and it's a lot of social interacting. You know, they don't come here just to, you know, to drive the trails and things. There's other things to do here in San Juan and Grand County. You know, there are people who come here with their bicycles besides their off-road vehicles. And there's a lot of things that they do. You know, we have as a tradition, and these people come here and they buy our merchandise, and they spend money to go on the trails. But we look at it as a charity, which, say, begins at home. We give out monies every year to our local charities, and the monies that we bring in, I think there's 15 organizations that received $50,000 from us this last fall, We've done almost 93,000 in the last 3 years. But it goes to San Juan Search and Rescue, Grand County Sheriff's Search and Rescue, Fire Department, Chamber of Commerce. The Humane Society gets a lot of it. Moab Healthcare, Moab Free Clinic, EMS, the Arts Festival, and the Grand County High School Swim Team, the bicycle team, the County 9's PR Radio, and Moab Solutions, which educates our young people in the outdoors, and then the Church of St. Francis Food Bank. So we anything that we have above and beyond our bills, we hand back to the community, because we believe in charity. That's what we're all about, and we just love what we do.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible event. Again, a huge, busy week here in the Red Rock country. Tell us, in addition to the rides, again, those registrations full, but you also have a vendor expo this Thursday and Friday. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. We have vendors from all over the country. They come here on Thursday and Friday. They actually come in Wednesday to set up their booths. And we have anywhere from 150 to 180 vendors. Now, their products range from, seats, tires, mufflers, to the radios and tow ropes. Anything you can think of that you would use off-road for safety, fire extinguishers, things like that. We stress safety. We stress seat belts and fire extinguishers and water. And those are things that the vendors help provide. We've got organizations that come in to keep the trails open, tread lightly. We have the Blue Ribbon Coalition. They'll have booths here to talk to people about their activities and what they're doing. We work with BLM. BLM will have a booth here. We have a positive relationship with BLM. We do a lot of trail maintenance, and what happens is we go out with the BLM Bureau of Land Management officers, and we look at trails that need to be, fencing to keep people on the trails, or maybe we have damage from erosion or whatever. BLM will provide us with the materials, the fencing, the signage, and we'll go out with a work crew, and we'll actually repair these trails, and that's what we do. So it's a year-long thing. We do that every week when the weather's nice. So I would say it's part of a tradition.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, as you mentioned, you got a lot of information that for people that ride with you with the safari regarding safety and responsible recreation, other items as well. Lots of people coming here visiting, maybe for the first time, or back and maybe didn't remember all those suggestions and rules. What are your top suggestions for folks here at Easter Jeep Safari for safety and for responsible recreation?
Well, we have a website. It's called RR4W, and it lists, it's actually a duplicate of our magazine. It shows trails of the officials. It shows which trails are open to the public this week. What happens is we have a trail where you could go in, and you have to come out on the same place. BLM instructed us to monitor those trails so we don't have groups going at each other head on, which means they go off a trail. So we close certain trails up until maybe noon or something like that, so we don't have those conflicts. But that's all on the webpage, which trails are closed, which ones are open. It also lists the times of the trail, so when to be there and not be there. We also have a museum here that has beautiful maps. We have the Chamber of Commerce, and the local city market grocery store has an area where they have some beautiful maps of these trails, whether you're on a bicycle or hiking, to tell you where you are as far as the elevation, sort of things like that. It's important.
Well, very good. Well, again, Bob, it's a huge week and a huge amount of folks coming to enjoy the area. Like you say, it's a tradition, a social event that folks are really excited to come and celebrate. You know, again, it's a huge week, and folks can stay informed, you know, through that website and through your social media. Any other thing you'd like to highlight this morning about the Easter Jeep Safari before we let you run?
Well, you know, we're a springboard for the tourist season here in San Juan and Grand County and Emery County. Weather's starting to get nicer. You know, after this week, everybody's seems like they're coming from all over the world to be here. And it's busy, you know, all summer long until probably the first part of October, as long as the weather's good. May and October are our busiest months as far as motels and, you know, and tourist areas, you know, the t-shirt shops and things like that. So with our national parks here, you know, we've got Arches and Canyonlands. And, you know, we have the new state park up north of town here that they're putting in. I call it Jurassic Park, but that's not its real name. But anyway, they're building that now, and it's going to be a fantastic addition to our area. They're going to have a lot of the, you know, history and petroglyphs and all that stuff that's been left behind, you know, the dinosaur tracks. They're going to actually put a museum there, too. So we've got a lot of neat stuff that's happening here. Folks want to check the Chamber of Commerce online, you know, come on by, visit the city. There's a lot of new businesses and different things going on. We'd love to have you. Come on up. We can have some fun.
Well, very good. Well, it should be a great weekend, and or a great week, I should say. Two weekends, a huge event, expo, lots of going on in Moab as part of the Easter Jeep Safari. Again, it officially began on Saturday, this past Saturday, and concludes on Easter Sunday. We've been speaking with Bob Kraft. He's the president of the Red Rock Four Wheelers Club. They organize and put in a lot of effort to make the Easter Jeep Safari week happen. Bob, thanks again for taking the time and joining us this morning.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Please check us online, RR4W, the wealth of information on there. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lots of great info there, RR4W.com. Check that out. Again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way, but again, it's Easter Jeep Safari Week here in the Red Rock Country. Should be a great time, and our appreciation again to Mr. Bob Kraft for joining us. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Easter Jeep Safari is back, and that means so is Metal Cloak's Corner Travel and Nick Suspension Testing Trailer. Located next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee, Metal Cloak's free service tests the true capability of your Jeep suspension. Safe and fun to use, you've never seen your Jeep twisted like this before. Open Tuesday through Friday, see if you've got flex, or just come by for your free, yes free, commemorative t-shirt and check out Metal Cloak's full line of technology-driven, game-changing products for your Jeep or Ram truck. Metal Cloak, it's your Jeep, only better. Learn more at MetalCloak.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024, 9:23 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm freezing to death, though.
Yeah, it's cold up here in Monticello.
Yeah, it is. Hints of snow. Well, not just hints. It's hinting that it's going to snow hard, but I'm afraid we're just going to get the hints. We may not get the snow, but it's cold nonetheless.
Yeah, and just talking with Bob off air just previously, he said that they got a little bit up at Ken's Lake, but for the most part, it's been all right there in Moab and Grand County. But it's still cold. It's trying to decide whether it's winter or spring, and I'm rooting for spring, but winter seems like it's maybe not.
It's hanging
done.
On, that's for sure. We've coming at the end of what is a 100% normal. Well, nothing's normal around here, but to an average winter, and so it's going to be good. It's going to be great for the reservoirs, and Lake Powell may fill up another 20 feet or so, and moving in a good direction.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a great interview with Bob Redrock, four-wheelers. Man alive, what'd they say, 58th year that the safari's been going, and tremendous success. I know there was some questions during COVID. Everybody had questions during COVID, and they have come out of it doing great guns, 140 trails. Over the weekend, my wife and I went out. We were out riding and ran into a few of the guides coming in from out of town. They wanted to preview the trail that they were going to do yesterday. So this was on Saturday, but really talked about the camaraderie, how much they enjoy this. They never miss the Jeep Safari. They come from the Front Range of Colorado, but people come from all over and just have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a huge event, and lots going on, reasons to be careful, there's a lot of folks excited to be here. You know, amongst the people sending out reminders of the Moab City Police Department, they had a few reminders for visitors and residents. They say wanted to remind people that all vehicles operated on the streets of Moab are required to be registered for on-road use and must carry insurance. You might be cited or impounded if you don't follow that. Also, they noted that halo headlights are illegal for use on public roads if they're any color other than white. They also want folks to be considerate and obey all traffic laws, obey speed limits, and also want folks to keep their group together on the way to the trail. But also remember that each and every vehicle needs to come to a complete stop at stop signs, including off-highway vehicles and dirt bikes. So, again, you know, it's a bunch of reminders, a bunch of reasons to be safe, but man, there are lots of folks here, and they're excited, and again, you know, most of them, almost all of them know what they're doing and know the rules, and if you're new, again, there's resources for you to make sure that you don't make a mistake while you're here, because it could be dangerous out on the trails or really anywhere. So be careful, but have a ton of fun.
Yeah, and you know, the Jeep concept, this incredible equipment that can go so many cool places. And they open up these trails, 140 trails guided. If you can't make a trail, of course they're sold out. But boy, a lot of people come, and the Jeep Safari is like the anchor for Moab this week. There's a lot of other things going on, including Metal Cloak. Morning Show is brought to you this week by Metal Cloak. Don't miss their Corner Travel Index suspension testing trailer. It's just on the south side of town on Highway 191 next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee. They'll give your Jeep a chiropractic adjustment anyway, just to see what its flexibility and true capability and suspension are. So swing on by there. They've got free t-shirts and a lot of fun things. It'll be open Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, very good. That is
Friday. I'm sorry, Tuesday through Friday.
Sure. Yeah, that is a lot of fun. There's a lot going on this week again, and remind folks to be careful out there, but have a good time. And again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We have an update on the murder investigation in San Juan County, two Blanding residents, and San Juan County Sheriff's Office sharing earlier this weekend on the 22nd the bodies of the two persons listed missing out of Blanding have been recovered by law enforcement authorities and have been confirmed deceased. The bodies of William Drew Bull, age 29, and Christopher Allen Owens, age 28, have been taken by authorities to the Office of the Medical Examiner for examination and investigation, and family notifications have been made. County Sheriff's Office also says the investigation is active, ongoing, with numerous allied agencies involved and no other information being released at this time. Again, some additional background on this. These two men went missing in late February, and an arrest has been made of one of the men's landlord and roommate there in Blanding, and the arresting documents laying out a pretty compelling case that these men were last seen with this person, and this person was untruthful about when they last saw them and some of their locations. And again, it's a full story you can check out on sjrnews.com in the San Juan Record. But an arrest has been made and murder charges filed in relation to these two men who have been missing, and now their bodies found.
And their bodies were recovered. The sheriff's office is being very careful with the information they release. This is still a very active and ongoing investigation, and they don't want to compromise the investigation, and so we're not going to push it real hard. However, two men were tragically killed, and their bodies recovered. Investigation ongoing, a suspect under arrest, and charges filed. And that'll be something that doesn't happen very often in this area, that's for sure.
Yeah. So obviously big news and really sad news throughout the area. Again, that arrest originally, it was a obstruction of justice charge was the original arrest that officers made, but they were able to get enough evidence for a murder charge as well. So again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Items to bring you here on the Red Rock Morning Show. You know, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services for Gary Paul Holliday, age 90, of Monument Valley, today at 11 a.m. at the Monument Valley Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. this morning. Holliday passed away on March 20th. So that's Gary Paul Holliday, age 90, of Monument Valley. Graveside services for Wyakon Robert Samuel Redeye, age 27, are today at 1 p.m. at the family cemetery in Baby Rocks, Arizona. He passed away on March 17th. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67, of Cortez, will be held on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. And services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th, at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79, of Monticello and Mexican Hat, passed away on March 5th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those in mourning at this time. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. We'll take another break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
The 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related: vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques, and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right on in
Rawhide. This one.
Youth Mountain. Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024, 9:35 a.m. on this Monday morning, Bill.
Yeah, and the number one song in the land 34 years ago today was Black Velvet by Alanna Miles. Of course, it's a tribute to Elvis Presley. She's from Canada. She won the 1991 Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for the song, and the 1990 Juno Award for Single of the Year. So, anyway, Black Velvet, that's an awesome song. Robert the Bruce was crowned today, way back in 1306. I like anyone whose title is the Bruce. Bruce is always a name for me. I don't know what it means as a title, but Robert the Bruce was the crowned King of Scotland today in 1306. 1975, the King of Saudi Arabia, King Faisal, was shot to death by his nephew. Sarah Jessica Parker, actress, was born today in 1965, so she's 59 years old. Completed the same day she was born, Martin Luther King and other civil rights activists completed their march on from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. So in the civil rights time frame, that was an important day. Big birthdays today for classic hits people. Today is the birthday for Aretha Franklin. She was born on this day in 1942. Of course, she passed away about 8 years ago. Elton John is 77 years old today. Astronaut Jim Lovell is 96 years old today. 96. He commanded Apollo 13 and was played by Tom Hanks in the movie. So happy birthday to Jim Lovell. Actor Paul Michael Glazer, who played Starsky in Starsky and Hutch, is 81 years old today. I have to shake my head. Starsky is 81 years old. Child actor Matthew Adam Garber, who played Michael Banks in Mary Poppins back in the 60s. He was born on this day in 1954. He died in the 1970s. Had a tragically short life. We are live pulling down birthdays right now, so we're still pulling together the birthday list. Let me
We've got a lot of folks to wish a happy birthday to, and hope that you had a good birthday weekend here in the Red Rock country.
Yeah, over the weekend it was birthdays for Julie Slade, Andrea Montgomery, Tara Long, Ryan Stewart, That was a big birthday day, and Blanding Mager Logan Monson celebrated his birthday over the weekend. Today's birthday, Colby Jorgensen is the only one I have listed, so happy birthday to Colby. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill.
Again, I have a couple of other things. Oh, all right. I jumped around a little bit. It's National Seward Day. It's a big holiday in Alaska to mark the day when the Alaska Purchase Treaty was signed. They purchased Alaska from the Russians for $7 million. It's about 2 cents an acre. William Seward was the Secretary of State when the purchase was made. It was known as Seward's Folly or Seward's Icebox for many, many years until gold was discovered. And, of course, Alaska is a treasure, literally and figuratively, this beautiful place. So today's National Seward Day. Of course, it's Easter week this week, as evidenced in part by the crowds in the area for the annual Jeep Safari. It's also the Holi Festival, 2 days. Back in India, Krishna and Radha fell in love 1,700 years ago, and they're still celebrating today. It's also Medal of Honor Day today. Medal of Honor was first awarded during the Civil War. Of course, it's the highest military honor in the United States. It's awarded by the President of the United States. So we honor those, as we do every day, I guess, those who are recipients of the Medal of Honor. It's a full moon tonight. And, man, I just hoping this weather changes and warms up as the week progresses. I want to have a wonderful Easter week and holiday week and Jeep Safari week and even Holly Week.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what we can do. But not much you can do, I guess. But should be a good week. Hopefully it warms up a bit. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We're gonna send you over to that and be back with the sports reports. Close out the show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at the Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment.
Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic is seeking an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a loop tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef tournoi role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com
or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information.
Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break. If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Siffer. The San Juan softball team demolished Paiute in a 2A Central doubleheader on Friday, 17-2 and 21-2. With the sweep, the Lady Broncos moved to 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in region play. Grand County suffered a doubleheader sweep at the hands of the region-leading Duchesne Lady Eagles, 17-4 and 4-0. The Lady Red Devils are 1-3 on the season. On the baseball diamond, Grand County improved to 9-4 on the year with a 9-2 region win over Gunnison Valley. The Red Devils are leading the 2A East with a perfect 4-0 record. Over in Colorado, the Dove Creek baseball team beat Rehoboth Christian 11-6 on the road, improving to 1-1 on the season. And Montezuma Cortez split games at the Pueblo Invitational, a 17-3 loss to Eaton and a 5-zip win over Brush. The Panthers are now 3-4. The San Juan boys track and field team won their own San Juan County Championship over the weekend. The girls got second and Carbon dominated the combined championship. San Juan was second as a team. Monticello was third. Green River fourth. White Horse fifth. And Monument Valley seventh. Grand County scored a combined 22 points to finish 24th at the Pine View Invitational in St. George. The girls were 14th out of 69 teams. One game's going to get the week started today. The Grand County baseball team is hosting San Juan in a battle between rivals and undefeated region foes. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024, 9:52 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, March Madness is underway. The NCAA men's basketball tournament has got its Sweet 16, and we've got one regional team that advanced that far, number 2 seed in their bracket. The Arizona Wildcats, they'll be taking on 6-seed Clemson later this week. I believe that's going to be Thursday evening at 5. So they're the one to advance. Of course, we did have some wins from regional schools. Utah State advanced around. Colorado did as well. And Grand Canyon University, a 12 seed, upset number 5 St. Mary's. So had a couple representation there on the men's side. On the women's side, we've got two teams still playing. The Colorado Buffs, a 5 seed in their bracket. They beat number 4 Kansas State, so they're on to the Sweet 16. And also in contention, the University of Utah, they're playing tonight at 8:30 against Gonzaga. That's another 5 seed taking on a 4 seed. So the Utah Utes hoping to advance there on the women's side of the bracket. Taking a look at our regional NBA teams over the weekend, the Utah Jazz getting a win. Falling to Houston. That was a big difference there. 147 points for the Rockets, 119 for the Jazz. Also in action over the weekend, Phoenix did beat San Antonio in San Antonio, and Denver beat Portland in Portland. That was all on Saturday. Action tonight, the Phoenix Suns are in San Antonio, tipping off at 6, Denver hosting Memphis at 7, and the Utah Jazz hosting the Dallas Mavericks, also tipping off at 7. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.